There was failure at the flood. There was failure at the Tower of Babel. So God decided to start with one man. Abraham. So he called Abraham. And he said, I'm going to make a covenant with you. I'm going to bless you personally, Abraham. I'm going to make your name great. And you will become the father of a great nation. And then after that, all nations will be blessed from you or in you. So God's plan is to have descendants from Abraham. And here you have the Jewish nation. Isaac and Jacob. The 12 sons of Jacob. Many, many Jews come. These are God's chosen people. And so the Old Testament is a history of these people. They went to Egypt. They were oppressed there for 400 years. Under slavery of Pharaoh. But God raised up a deliverer. After God made Moses a usable vessel. After Moses lost all confidence in himself, now he was ready to be a vessel useful to God. And God used him to call the people of Israel out of Egypt. God brought them out by his mighty hand of power. And then the Old Testament continues with many stories and happenings in the nation Israel. Sometimes Israel was faithful for a little while. Most of the time during the Old Testament, they were unfaithful. They started following the gods of the peoples around them. So God sent prophets to the nation. He tried to turn them back to the true and living God. But most of the time they didn't turn back. So eventually, if you look at that historical summary of the Old Testament, the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom were taken captive by Assyria in 722 BC.
Assyria.
So there were 12 tribes of Israel. 10 were in the northern kingdom. And 2 were in the southern kingdom. The southern kingdom was called Judah. That information is in that historical summary of the Old Testament, that chart. Because of the unfaithfulness of the northern tribes. They were carried away to Assyria. And then the southern tribes continued on, the two southern tribes of Judah. Sometimes they had good kings and they had spiritual reform. But most of the time they were caught up with the idols of the nations around them and the terrible practices of the nations around them. So God sent judgment upon the southern tribe. So that's when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, attacked Jerusalem. That happened over about a 20-year period, 606 or 605 to 586 BC.
अनि यो 603 देखि 586 BC को बीचमा चाहिँ भएको थियो.
Finally, they were taken away to Babylon.
The
temple that had been built by King Solomon. That temple had been standing for about 400 years. It was considered one of the greatest pieces of building architecture in the ancient world. But God had it burned down by the Babylonians. Then after 70 years in captivity in Babylon, a small number, a remnant of Jews left Babylon and came back to Jerusalem. And they rebuilt a much smaller and simple temple. And then about 400 more years and Jesus Christ came. Today we're going to talk about the victory of Jesus Christ. The victory of Jesus Christ at the cross and in resurrection. At his first coming, he came to be what?
To be a sacrifice.
Suffering servant, remember from yesterday? Yes, it's true, he came to be sacrificed. But his role, his person was a suffering servant. In his three and a half year ministry, he suffered rejection. He suffered ridicule. But finally there was the suffering of the cross. Must remember that the that the time that Jesus came into the world, the world was being ruled by Satan. Satan was behind the scenes of the world. He was keeping people under the bondage of sin. The evil spirits of Satan were influencing people for evil and sin. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Verses
1 through 3.
Read verses 1 through 3, please. आकाशको शक्तिको मालिक अनुसार अनज्ञकारिताका सन्तानमा अहिले काम गर्ने आत्मा अनुसार तिमीहरू अघि एकपल्ट चल्दै थियो तिमीहरू मध्ये हामी सबै पनि शरीर र मनका इच्छा पूरा गरेर आफ्नो पाप स्वभावका लालसामा अघि जिउँथ्यौ र बाँकी मानिस जस्तै हामी सबैले क्रोधका सन्तान थियौ
Here the apostle Paul is describing how Christians used to live as everybody lived. People walk according to the ways of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air. That's Satan. And of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. This word here, spirit, Bible teachers think means is like a picture of all this evil spirits taking together as a big influence. Today, out in the streets, with the unbelievers, they are really under the influence of the evil spirits of the air. If we could really see what's going on in the spirit world, it would be shocking to us. But this is absolutely true. There's an evil spiritual influence working in the sons of disobedience. And the people live in the desires of their fallen lust, fallen flesh. These go together with the influence of the evil spirits. So when Jesus came, this was the way the world was. But today we're going to see how he made a complete victory over all of this evil. His death on the cross was the greatest event in human history. Through his death, men can be redeemed. To redeem something means to buy it out of
उद्धार गर्नु भनेको चाहिँ कुनै कुरा चाहिँ मूल्य चुकाएर किनेर चाहिँ ल्याउनु हो.
Let's say there is a banana in the marketplace.
मानौ चाहिँ बजारमा केरा छ.
If I go and pay so many rupees.
यदि मैले त्यहाँ गएर होइन के रुपियाँ तिरे भनेदेखि.
Then I can take the banana out of that marketplace and it belongs to me.
त्यसपछि मैले त्यो पसलेको त्यो बजारमा पसलेको त्यो पसलबाट चाहिँ मैले पैसा तिरेर चाहिँ त्यो ल्याएपछि किनेपछि चाहिँ त्यो केरा चाहिँ मेरो हुन्छ.
God says every man is kept in a marketplace, kind of a market of sin.
अनि परमेश्वरले भन्नुहुन्छ मानिसहरू चाहिँ एउटा पसलमा ती कुरा ती सबैको सामान राखे चाहिँ मानिसलाई पनि त्यो पापमा यसरी राखेको छ पसलमा.
Not actually in a market of sin, but they're held in this bondage of sin as if in a certain place under sin.
अनि पापमा नै नभएर चाहिँ पापको दासत्वमा चाहिँ कुनै तर पापको बन्धनमा चाहिँ मानिसलाई एउटा पसलमा बेसी सामान राखे चाहिँ राखेको छ.
The power of sin.
पापको शक्ति.
Is keeping people held in this place.
त्यो पापको शक्तिले चाहिँ मानिसलाई यो यसरी बाँधेर राखेको छ.
Keeping them under sin and in the evilness of this world.
अनि पापबाट यो संसारको दुष्ट चालमा चाहिँ त्यसरी बाँधेर राखेको छ.
No matter how hard they try.
उनी जति नै सुकै हैन फुत्किएर आउने प्रयास गरे पनि.
They can't get out.
उनी त्यहाँबाट निस्केर आउन सक्दैनन्.
They might try to improve themselves.
उनीले आफैलाई चाहिँ राम्रो बनाएर चाहिँ त्यो गर्न खोज्दैनन्.
They might stop getting drunk for a while.
उनीले के समय जाँडक्सी खाने कुरा छोडेर चाहिँ त्यहाँबाट निस्किने प्रयास गर्लन्.
But other sins are still holding them.
तर अरू पापहरू अझै पनि पक्रिराखेको हुन्छ.
The evil spirits are still holding them.
अनि दुष्ट आत्माले चाहिँ उनलाई अझै पनि पक्रिराखेका छन्.
They're trapped under sin.
उनीहरू चाहिँ पापको त्यो पासोमा परेका छन्.
When Jesus died on the cross.
जब येशू क्रूसमा मर्नु भयो.
He paid a price to redeem them out of that place.
उहाँले चाहिँ तिनीहरूलाई चाहिँ त्यो पापको ठाउँबाट चाहिँ मूल्य चुकाएर
काम तिरेर
चाहिँ महादेव निकाल्नु भयो किन्नु भयो.
Let's make illustration.
हामी एउटा उदाहरण देखाऊ.
Here's a brother in sin.
अनि मानव यो भाइ चाहिँ पापमा छ.
He's bound in sin.
ऊ चाहिँ पापमा बाँधिएको छ.
He can do nothing.
उहाँले केही गर्न सक्नु.
Try to get out. You can't get out.
निस्किने प्रयास गर्नुहोस्.
Okay. Jesus Christ died on the cross.
यीशु क्रिस्टमा मर्नु भयो.
He paid a price to satisfy God's justice.
उहाँले परमेश्वरको त्यो धार्मिकतालाई न्यायलाई चाहिँ नि पूरा सन्तुष्टि पार्नु भयो.
He paid a price to satisfy God's holiness.
उहाँले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको त्यो पवित्रतालाई सन्तुष्टि पार्नु भयो उहाँले.
He paid a price by the death by his death.
उहाँले आफ्नो मृत्युद्वारा चाहिँ त्यो मूल्य त्यो दाम चाहिँ तिर्नु भयो.
His one sacrifice of death was enough to buy the whole world out of sin.
अनि उहाँ जुन एकपल्ट मर्नुभयो त्यो चाहिँ सारा संसारको पापी मान्छेलाई निकाल्नको लागि त्यो चाहिँ पर्याप्त थियो.
So now he can come.
अब चाहिँ उहाँ आउन सक्नुहुन्छ.
He calls this man, come to Jesus.
अनि उहाँले त्यो भाइलाई बोलाउनुहुन्छ. भाइ चाहिँ यसमा आउन सक्छ.
I've paid the price.
उहाँले चाहिँ मूल्य चुकाइसक्नु भएको छ.
He believes.
उहाँले विश्वास गर्नुभयो.
Hallelujah, he's out.
अब उहाँ
Amen. The Bible says.
बाइबलले भन्दछ.
The truth is.
सत्य यो हो कि.
We have been redeemed.
हामी चाहिँ त्यहाँबाट हामीलाई चाहिँ
We've been brought out.
हामीलाई चाहिँ दाम तिरे किनिएको छ.
By the precious blood of Christ.
क्रिस्टको अमूल्य रगतद्वारा.
That's 1 Peter.
यो चाहिँ पहिलो पत्रमा लेखिएको छ.
जान्दछौ कि आफ्ना पिता पुर्खाबाट आएका व्यर्थका कुराहरूदेखि सुन वा चाँदी जस्ता नाश हुने थोकहरूद्वारा दान तिरी तिमीहरूलाई छुट्याएका छुटाएका हैनन् तर निष्कोट र निष्कलङ्क फुमाको जस्तो ख्रीष्टको अनमोल रगतद्वारा दाम फेरि छुटाएका छौ.
आमेन.
हालेलुया.
हालेलुया.
Another verse.
Also, pani pad.
First Corinthians 6:20.
Pailo Corinthians 6 adhyayako 20 pad pani. Pailo Corinthians 6 adhyayako 20 pad pani.
Hallelujah. We have been bought with a price. We don't belong anymore to Satan. He has no legal right over us. Sin has no legal right over us. Because we have been bought by a price. Now we belong to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At the cross, God judged Satan. Satan is the ruler of the present world system. But he has already been judged. Excuse me. The final execution of that judgment.
त्यो न्यायको अन्तिम फैसला अन्तिम सजाय सुनाउने काम चाहिँ
the final carrying out of that judgment.
त्यो न्यायको अन्तिम जुन न्याय दिने अथवा चाहिँ मतलब खास सजाय दिने कुरा चाहिँ
will be future.
त्यो चाहिँ भविष्यमा हुन्छ.
John 16:11. Erase all this. Okay, so what happened at the cross?
Krushma ke bhayo bhane?
Satan is judged.
Satan ko nyay bhayo?
You can write that down.
Satan
is judged. John 16:11 says... John 16:11 says the ruler of this world has been judged.
We're
going to see some other verses that this happened at the cross. Although Satan was judged at the cross,
यद्यपि शैतानको न्याय चाहिँ क्रुसमै भए तापनि क्रुसमा शैतानको न्याय भइसकेको भए तापनि
God is still letting him be active at this time for God's purposes.
परमेश्वरले अहिलेसम्म पनि परमेश्वरको उद्देश्य अनुसार नै उहाँले त्यो शैतानलाई अझै पनि काम गर्नलाई छोडिदिनु भएको छ.
This is something of God's wisdom and plan.
यो चाहिँ यस्तो कुरा यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको योजना परमेश्वरको बुद्धिको कुरा छ. हो.
But eventually he will be thrown into the lake of fire.
Tara antima ja uslai aago ko tyo bhatti ma aago ko agni kund ma phalincha.
When Jesus took on humanity,
jaba Yesu le afala manish rup dharan garnu bhayo
and died on the cross,
tara manish rup dharan garikena waha krush ma marnu bhayo,
he disarmed Satan.
Waha le shaitan ko sabai shakti lai tahas nahas garnu bhayo,
the one who had the power of death,
जोसम्म चाहिँ मृत्युको शक्ति थियो उसलाई परमेश्वरले यीशुले सबै निशस्त्र पार्नुभयो.
Let's read Hebrews 2:14 and 15.
हिब्रू 2 को 14 र 15 पद पनि पढौ. हिब्रू 2 को 14 र 15 पद पनि कसरी पढ्नुस्?
किनकि छोराछोरीहरू मासु र रगतका सहभागी भएका हुनाले उहाँले पनि त्यही स्वभाव लिनुभयो, ताकि मृत्युद्वारा नै मृत्युको शक्ति भएकोलाई अर्थात् डियाबोलसलाई उहाँले नष्ट गरून् र मृत्युको डरले आजीवन बन्धनमा परेकाहरूलाई उहाँले मुक्त गरिदिउन्.
Amen. Amen. Also, God judged the evil world that Satan is running.
Satanले शासन गरिराखेको चलाइराखेको यो दुष्ट संसारलाई पनि परमेश्वरले येशूले उहाँले न्याय गरिसक्नु भएको छ. परमेश्वरले न्याय गरिसक्नु भएको छ.
Galatians 6:14.
गलाती 6 को 14 पद पनि.
So so I'm going to read Galatians 6:14. So through the cross, God judged Satan's evil world. So Satan is judged and his world is judged.
यसो क्रुसमा चाहिँ यसको उहाँको क्रुसको मृत्युद्वारा चाहिँ शैतानको न्याय गरेको छ र शैतानले काम गरे शासन गरेर संसारको पनि उहाँले न्याय गर्नु भएको छ.
This means his world does not have to have power over us.
यसको अर्थ चाहिँ अब हामीमाथि चाहिँ यो संसारले चाहिँ हामीमाथि अधिकार शक्ति अधिकार जमाउन सक्दैन.
We are under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
Hami prabhu yesu christ ko prabhutva puni chhau.
We are in his kingdom.
Hami waha ka rajya ma chhau.
We do not have to obey the evil world with all of its attractions and evil things that try to bother us.
Ani yesari hami chai sansar ko pralobhan ka kura haru sansar ka dushta kura haru yi sabai kura ko adhinama hami rahnu pardaina.
Paul said at the cross the world was crucified to him.
अनि पावलले भन्दछ कि उसको निम्ति क्रुसमा चाहिँ संसार उसको क्रुसमा उसको निम्ति चाहिँ त्यो
he was crucified to the world.
ऊ चाहिँ संसारको लागि क्रुसमा मरे भनेर पावलले भन्दछ.
So the world does not have to have power over us.
यसैकारण अब हामीमाथि चाहिँ संसारले चाहिँ अधिकार जमाउन सक्दैन.
Okay, the next thing that I want to share is the sin principle.
अब म अरू के भन्न चाहन्छु भनेदेखि पापको सिद्धान्त.
Within man was judged at the cross.
अनि पापको मानिसभित्र भएको थियो पापको सिद्धान्तलाई पनि उहाँले क्रुसमा यसको न्याय गरिसक्नु भएको छ.
Romans 8:3.
रोमी 8 को 3 पद. हामीभित्र भएको त्यो पाको सिद्धान्तलाई पनि शक्तिलाई पनि उहाँले न्याय गरिसक्नु भएको छ. रोमी 8 को 3.
पाप स्वभावले दुर्बल पारेको हुनाले व्यवस्थाले जे गर्न सकेन अर्थात् उहाँले आफ्ना पुत्रलाई पापमय शरीरको स्वरूपमा पाप बलि चाहिँ पठाउनु भयो, यसरी उहाँले पापलाई शरीरमा नै दण्ड दिनुभयो.
The one phrase in this verse I want to mention.
म यो पत्रको खण्ड तपाईँलाई उल्लेख गर्न चाहन्छु.
It says he condemns sin in the flesh.
अनि उहाँले आफ्नो शरीरमा पापको दण्ड चाहिँ उहाँले भोग्नुभयो.
In the nature of man.
मानिसको स्वभावमा
there's this strong sin principle.
मानिसको स्वभावमा चाहिँ यो एउटा बलियो मजबुत पापको सिद्धान्त छ.
That's what causes us to commit sins.
त्यही हामी भित्र भएको जुन पाप स्वभावमा एउटा पापको एउटा सिद्धान्त काम गर्न सक्ने छ त्यसले चाहिँ हामीलाई पाप गर्न लगाउँछ.
When you have an orange tree.
जब तपाईँको चाहिँ तपाईँमा तपाईँको घरमा तपाईँसँग चाहिँ सुन्तलाको बोर्ड हुन्छ बोर्ड छ.
It produces oranges.
त्यो सुन्तलाको बोर्डले सुन्तला नै फलाउँछ.
The oranges are like sins.
अनि मानव त्यो सुन्तलाहरू चाहिँ पाप जस्तै हुन्.
But they come from the tree.
तर त्यो सुन्तला कहाँ फल्छ भनेदेखि त्यो बोर्डमा फल्छ.
The tree is like the sin principle in man.
त्यो जसरी त्यो सुन्तलाको बोर्डले सुन्तला फलाए चाहिँ त्यो सुन्तलाको बोर्ड चाहिँ हामी मित्र भएको त्यो पापको सिद्धान्त जस्तै हो.
And when the sin principle has its way, it produces the fruits of sin.
अनि जब चाहिँ त्यो पापको सिद्धान्त पापको रूप चाहिँ मित्र हुन्छ त्यसरी पापले फलाउँछ.
But God judged the power of that sin tree within us.
तर परमेश्वरले हामी भित्रको त्यो पापको रुखलाई चाहिँ उहाँले न्याय गरिसक्नु भएको.
God judged the root of sin at the cross.
परमेश्वरले त्यो पापको जडलाई चाहिँ क्रुसमा उहाँले न्याय गरिसक्नु भएको छ.
But we have to learn how to live that out in our life.
तर हामीले चाहिँ हामी जुन कुत्ताको जीवन कसरी निकाल्नु पर्छ भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ हामी जान्नु पर्छ.
I'm going to give four lessons later.
तपाईँलाई म पाँच चारवटा पछि पाठहरू दिनेछु तपाईँलाई.
How to grow in Christ and live victoriously in Christ.
कसरी ख्रीष्टमा जिउने र ख्रीष्टमा कसरी चाहिँ एउटा विजयको जीवन जिउने भन्ने सम्बन्धमा.
There we will see we do not have to live out the sin life within us.
अनि हामी त्यहाँनिर हेर्दछौँ कि हामी चाहिँ अब हामी भित्रको पाप स्वभावको अधीनमा रहनु पर्दैन भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ हामी हेर्नेछौँ.
Brother, Jesus Christ went to the cross for you. On the cross he became as sin in God's eyes. We'll read a verse in a minute. And on the cross in Jesus God judged the sin. Jesus was never sinful. But he was made as sin, like sin on the cross.
तर उहाँ चाहिँ क्रुसमा हाम्रो खातिर चाहिँ पाप बन्नुभयो.
And God judged sin at the cross.
परमेश्वरले पापलाई क्रुसमा नै उहाँले न्याय गर्नुभयो.
The power of sin does not have to rule in your life.
अब तपाईँको जीवनमा पापको शक्तिले काम गर्नु हुँदैन गर्नु सक्दैन.
Because God judged it at the cross. Second Corinthians 5:21.
दोस्रो कोरिन्थी 5:21.
So this is the sin principle judge at the cross.
पापको सिद्धान्तलाई पनि उहाँले क्रुसमा नै न्याय गर्नुभएको छ.
Would you read that verse? 2 Corinthians 5:21.
दोस्रो कोरिन्थी 5:21 अनि कसरी पढिदिनुहोस्.
किनकि हामी यहाँका उहाँमा परमेश्वरको धार्मिकता बन्न सकौँ भनेर पाप नचिन्नु हुनेलाई परमेश्वरले हाम्रो
On the cross, Jesus never knew sin.
कहिले पनि एउटा पाप गर्नु भएको थिएन.
But on the cross he became identified with sinful man.
तर उहाँ चाहिँ क्रुसमा चाहिँ एउटा पापी मान्छे बन्नुभयो.
He had no personal sin.
उहाँले व्यक्तिगत आफैले कुनै पाप गर्नु भएको थिएन.
But at the cross he became identified with the sin in man.
तर चाहिँ उहाँ चाहिँ क्रुसमा चाहिँ एउटा हाम्रो पाप बोकेर चाहिँ उहाँ एउटा पापीको रूपमा त्यहाँ
This was so that God could judge sin. And in the death of Christ, God judged sin. So that we could become the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Okay, Romans 6:6. Says this. Our old man was crucified with Christ.
हाम्रो पुरानो मनुष्यता चाहिँ ख्रीष्टसँगै क्रुसमा टाँगियो भनेर भन्छ रोमी 6:6.
Our old man means this.
हाम्रो पुरानो मनुष्यता पुरानो मानिस भनेको यो हो.
For a Christian, it means all that you were, everything that you were before you became a Christian.
हामी ख्रिस्टको लागि यसको अर्थ यो हो कि हामी ख्रिस्टमा आउनुभन्दा अगाडि हामी जे थियौँ जस्ता थियौँ यो पुरानो मनुष्य भन्नाले त्यो कुरालाई जनाउँछ.
I became a Christian when I was 29 years old.
जब 29 वर्षको थिएँ त्यो बेला मैले प्रभुलाई ईश्वरलाई विश्वास गरेँ.
So all the type of living I had before I became a Christian.
Christian hunu bhanda agadi maile jiune tarika mero jivan shaili jo thiyo tyo bhaneko chai purano manushyata ho.
All my personality, all my ways.
Mero jiune tarika haru jiune shaili haru
good and bad.
Asal ra kharab dubai.
Listen. They all were part of my old man.
Tei kura bhaneko chai mero purano manushyako ke amsha haru hun bhag haru hun.
And in the spirit we were crucified with Christ. We'll talk about that more later. But one of the things that happened at the cross, your old life was crucified. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't worry about it. When your old life starts to rise up,
जीवन पुरानो मनुष्यको काम कुराहरू चाहिँ त्यहाँ निस्किन थाल्छ.
That's when you need to practice faith.
त्यही गरेर तपाईँले विश्वासलाई अभ्यास गर्नुपर्छ.
Say thank you Lord, my old man was crucified with Christ.
भन्नुहोस् धन्यवाद कि मेरो पुरानो मनुष्यलाई क्रुसमा तपाईँसँग टाँगे.
Now Christ is my life.
अब ख्रीष्ट नै मेरो जीवन हुनुहुन्छ.
This is the life of faith.
यो चाहिँ एउटा विश्वासको जीवन हो.
We must believe the facts, the spiritual facts the Bible gives us.
बाइबलले हामीलाई दिएको त्यो आत्मिक तथ्यहरूलाई सत्यहरूलाई हामीले विश्वास गर्नुपर्छ.
It is a spiritual truth that your old man, my old man, was crucified with Christ.
आत्मिक सत्यता चाहिँ यो हो कि तपाईँको पुरानो मनुष्यता मेरो पुरानो मनुष्यता पुरानो मानिस चाहिँ क्रुसमा चाहिँ टाँगियो.
Which means it doesn't have power in my living.
अब यसको अर्थ चाहिँ मेरो जीवन जिउने शैलीमा मेरो जीवनमा चाहिँ अब यसको कुनै शक्ति
छैन. It does not have to have power in my living.
अनि यसले चाहिँ मेरो जीवनमा अहिले चाहिँ शक्ति अधिकार जमाउन सक्दैन.
It will have power if I let it.
यदि मैले उसलाई चाहिँ अधिकार जमाउन दियो भनेदेखि उसले गर्न सक्छ.
The old man, the old nature is still present within my body.
अनि अझै मेरो शरीरभित्र चाहिँ त्यो पुरानो मनुष्यता कुराहरू पुरानो स्वभावहरू आउँछ.
But you know what? I have a new man here too.
औ तपाईले यो कुरा थाहा गर्नुपर्छ कि म भित्र अब नयाँ मनुष्यता पनि छ.
If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
यदि कोही ख्रीष्टमा छ भने ऊ चाहिँ नयाँ सृष्टि हो.
That's what the Bible says.
बाइबलले यही भन्दछ.
So I have to believe that my old man is crucified and I am now a new creation in Christ.
यसै कारण मैले विश्वास गर्नुपर्छ मेरो पुरानो मनुष्यता क्रुसमा टाँगे अब म ख्रीष्टमा नयाँ सृष्टि हुँ भनेर.
We'll talk more about that.
Okay.
Hebrews 10:10. Hebrews 10:10, verse 10 and 14. Someone please read verses 10 and
14.
Okay. This tells us when Christ offered his body on the cross.
जब ख्रीष्टले आफ्नो जीवन शरीर चाहिँ क्रुसमा अर्पण गर्नुभयो.
He accomplished something for us.
उहाँले तपाईले मेरो लागि केही काम हालिदिएर गर्नुभयो पूरा गर्नुभयो.
Verse 10 says we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ.
त्यसपछि भन्दछ कि येशू ख्रीष्टको शरीरको बलिदानद्वारा हामी चाहिँ शुद्ध भइसकेका छौं. हाम्रो शुद्धिकरण भइसकेको छ.
Sanctified means set apart to God.
अनि शुद्धिकरणको अर्थ चाहिँ परमेश्वरको निम्ति चाहिँ अलग गराइनु हो.
When Christ died on the cross,
जब ख्रीष्ट क्रुसमा मर्नुभयो,
he set this brother across, he set this brother apart to God.
त्यसपछि उहाँले यो भन्नुभयो यो भाइ चाहिँ अब ख्रीष्टको परमेश्वरमा चाहिँ अलग भइरहेको छ.
He took him out of Satan's world.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ शैतानको त्यो संसार दुनियाबाट
निकाल्यो. He set him apart for God.
परमेश्वरले उसलाई अलग गराइयो.
And it even says he perfected him or completed him forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Through the cross we've been set apart totally to God. Okay. Let's read Romans 4:25. Now we'll talk about his resurrection. Someone read Romans 4:25, please. This verse tells us two things. Christ was delivered over to the death of the cross. Because of our sins, our transgressions. He had to go to the cross. But what about the resurrection? It says that he was raised because of our justification. Justification means a person is declared fully righteous.
It's
a legal term. God's Christ's work on the cross was absolutely perfect. And because of his work on the cross, and because of his giving us his righteousness, he then was raised. Because our justification was complete. We are declared fully righteous before God. One last verse.
John 19:30.
One of the last things Jesus said on the cross. After doing this mighty work on the cross. Chapter 19, verse 30. I just want to point out one phrase in this verse. One of the last things Jesus said on the cross. He said, "It is finished." He finished all these things. Satan was judged. His world was judged. Our old man was crucified. Sin was condemned in the flesh. Man was redeemed. Man is justified. Hallelujah, it is finished. This is the great victory of Jesus Christ. He rose up in victory. Everything was accomplished. We've been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. Now we must live by taking this victory by faith. But we must praise our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's take a couple minutes just to praise the Lord for his victory. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for your victory. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Hallelujah, Lord. You're worthy of all of our praise and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I could not cover all the verses and points, so be sure to get the outline.
Yeah, but some people may find it, right?